Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello,
good morning.
I'll be with, we'll start in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm sorry for the delay. In the meantime, you can find the handouts, all three of them, on the unique astrological events right below Rosh Chodesh Kislev. You'll see three items. One says 9th of 9th of 9th. The other says Petach Eliyahu. And the third one is a meditation for miracles. So we'll be using all three this morning. Okay, let us begin. We'll begin with hand out, and I've got quite a bit of static, so please mute your phones and feel free to ask questions by unmuting them by pressing star 6. A special time in a special year. Computer jumps, and that's really unusual early in the class. But the Sefer Brit Menucha reveals that the ninth minute of the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month of the ninth year of a Yovel is a time of Et Ratzon, a time of goodwill. This is not the ninth year of a Yovel, but it is the ninth minute of the ninth hour of the ninth day. The actual ninth minute is 3:25. Eastern, 12:25 in the Pacific time. But this ritual can be used any time between now and the end of Hanukkah, although it is best to do it at this time, which is why we are doing it. And we will, but because we are up, because we are involved with this study, even though we are starting a little bit early, but and we'll go a number of minutes later to complete the whole study, it's all, we're crossing over the exact time that is beneficial. Excuse me. This is a time of Et Ratzon, a time of goodwill. In my opinion, the term Et Ratzon represents the light and the vessel in unity. Thus, it becomes a time of the desire fulfilled. The word ratzon means desire, and the word et represents the Shekhinah. That's why I think it's light and vessel. Continuing to read. The last time this ninth of the ninth of the ninth of the ninth of the ninth, which includes the year, was in the year 5724, which was the year 1964. And then it was again, I believe it was done in the year 2013 or 14. I don't remember. We did this once before. So nobody put the two pieces of information together. And even if they had, there was no modern state of Israel to qualify as the children of Israel. The modern Kabbalists and the Gaonim, the leaders of the generation, have authorized us to utilize this time of Et Ratzon to express our desires and know that they will be fulfilled. It is best to do our action in sync with the time in the land of Israel, rather than our own time as told by the rabbis. And recently, it was recommended to do it at our time. This is because the period of Et Ratzon is best connected to the land of Israel, since the metaphysical energy is strongest there. I will be doing it at both times, and I suggest you do so as well.
Brandela.
When is the Yovel? When is the Yovel? No one actually knew when the Yovel period began or ended, and this was because it has been many years since someone blew the shofar on Yom Kippur, announcing the end of slavery and the release of all debts in the temple or even in synagogues. So the information was forgotten, but it wasn't. There are some people who like to make calculations for the sake of calculations. This is called Torah Lishma. There's no benefit to them making the calculation. It couldn't be used, but it can be, as we are using it. Moran HaGeon HaRav Chaim Kavinesky writes in his Perush, Derech Emunah, that the year 5756 is the 40th year of the Yovel, and 5765 is the Yovel itself. And where did he get this information? or 57-78. So you can see it's the 13th year of the Yovel. In my letters, the Ramban, in the Sefer Zeraim, oh, in tiny letters, the Hilkot Shemitah and Yovel, Parak 10, Halacha 4, presents the calculation of the Yovelot. According to the Geonim and the Rishonim, among them the Rav, Ra'avad, and in the Sefer HaKabbalah, the Yesod Olam, and apparently the Brit Menucha, was in agreement as well. According to the opinion of many Geonim and Rishonim, Yovel exists today. There is a calculation of Yovel, even though it is not holy. The Yovelot, the plural of the Yovel, were counted since the times of the Bet HaMikdash. Although they no longer retain their former holiness, they were counted for the sake of calculation. And according to the calculation appearing in the Rambam, the last Yovel was 5765. This allows to easily calculate that the ninth year after the Yovel was 5774. Remember, our revelation of the energy of the year 5774, it's peace in the Middle East. In that essay, it is revealed that this year has the Hebrew words for witness and knowledge revealed within the name of the year 5774, which is Tafshin Ayin Dalet. This left the question of what month should be the ninth month for this ritual. Should we start to count from the first month of Nisan or the seventh month, which is Tishrei? Nisan, according to the Kabbalists, represents potential and spiritual. Tishrei, the Torah tells us, is our first month, but it says it's Tishrei is the seventh month. The ninth month from Nisan is Kislev, which is the month of miracles. The ninth month from Tishrei is Sivan, the month of the revelation of the Torah. The rabbis and teachers and Kabbalists essentially meditated and researched and do what they do and announced that they all agree the month shall be counted from Nisan, and therefore Kislev is the ninth month. Thus, we know from the leaders of the children of Israel and the Kabbalists who act as priests to all of the nations that November 12, 2013 was the particular time to do the goodwill based on the year of the Yovel. But we are now doing it based on just the ninth of the ninth of the ninth. It'll be the ninth minute of the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month. So there are four nines, not five. But it's still powerful because of that. So here's a description of the ritual. What is the ritual? What is being revealed to the non-Kabbalists from the Sefer Brit Menucha, which translation is the covenant of comfort, is how powerful the number nine is. The Kabbalists know this from the connection to the number nine is the Sefirah of Yesod. Yesod represents the gathering and dispersing of energy. The Sefer Brit Menucha reveals that the more number nines that one connects to, the better, especially during these 9 minutes. Before you start to meditate, to be in Israel, in Jerusalem, on the Temple Mount and in the Holy of Holies, as this is the location of the strongest energy in the universe. Here are some Torah and Kabbalah verses to connect with the number 9. And I am sure that the more verses of Torah will be revealed during the next few days. As these lists become available, I will add them to this page. The Kabbalists have taught us that the name of Hashem, when fully spelled out in 4 different ways, and you can see them on the handout, the method of Atzilut and Briah, Yetzirah and Asiya. There are 9 yuds within those 4 spelled out names. Also, there is a verse in Psalms which is said near the end of the Amidah. It's chapter 19, verse 15. Yihyu li ratzon imri pi v'hagayon libi lefanecha Hashem suri v'goali v'gael. The translation of that verse, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable before thee, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. There are 10 words and 10 yud in this verse, but one of these words does not have a yud, and one word has 2 yuds. The Kabbalists teach us that we do not count the word without the yud, and only use 1 yud from each word. Therefore, this verse has 9 words and 9 yuds. It is to be utilized during this prayer, during this time of goodwill. And the last action we will do, but there are some others that we will do before that, is to give tzedakah in the frame of 9 pennies, 9 nickels, 9 dimes, 9 quarters, $9, or multiples of any of those particular ideas. And as we do the Kabbalistic rituals that we will do tonight, we need to have the consciousness of our goals, but the goals, put those goals in the frame of unity. Not for yourself alone, but for the frame of sharing. Peace, shalom, serenity, health, wealth, fulfilling marriages for people who need marriages, having healthy children or strengthening the health of your existing children, having joy, happiness, a good form of parnassah, a good job, and any specific items that your heart desires, but for the community at large, all sharing consciousness, enjoyment, this is the end of the handout, explains what this night is all about, this session. The first thing we're going to do is the Petach Eliyahu. My computer is running a little slow. There it is. Okay. Petach Eliyahu ve'amar Ribon Almun de'aranta. Beyond who had the last Behushban unto Elah I'll call Elahim Satima I'll call Satimin late Mahashava Tefisa Bach Kelal. Elijah opened and said, Master of the worlds, you are one without count. You are the supernal of all supernals, the concealed of all concealed. There are no thoughts that can grasp you at all. I'm not going to read all of the English, but from time to time I will do so. Verse 2. Unto the Afika. Aser tatekunin dekaravin lo nasar sefiran leantagab chon almin satimin de'it galyan de'almin de'it galyan uchonit kesiyat mi b'nei meisha nasha leantu. Dika shir lon yached lon ugin diant milgav kalman diafresh chayad min habirea meilen sheser itchashev leya keilu afresh ba. You brought out 10 corrections that we call the 10 Sephirot to establish the behavior of concealed worlds that cannot be revealed and worlds that can be revealed. Within them, you concealed yourself from humans. You connect and unify them. And because you are the inner of them, with whoever separates one from any of the 10, connected ones is considered as though separating from you. This paragraph, the Petach Eliyahu, which translates as the opening of Elijah, or Elijah opened and said, is essentially what it starts out as. As you can see from that second verse, it's talking about the 10 Sephirot. And it's recommended to say this. You can do it daily. Many of the students of Kabbalah do it daily. Many of them say it just on Shabbat. But whatever works for you, it's always good to say this. Ve'ilene etzer sefiraninun azmin kesidran chad arich v'chad kitzir v'chad benuni v'yantu d'antig lon v'leit man d'antig lach la le'ila v'la le'tata v'la mikol sitra. The fourth verse, Levushim tekinat lon deminaihu, parchin nishmatin livne nasha, bekama gufin tekinat lon deit kariyu, gufa lagabe levushim dim kisyan. Alechon. The fifth verse. Praise the Lord. Petikuna da chesed. Deroa yamina gevura deroa. Shemalati feret. Kufa netzach. Bechotiren shokin. Beyesod siyuma. The gufa ot berit kodesh. Malchute Torah alpe kiarinan lea. In this correction, they are called chesed, the right arm, gevura, the left arm, or gedula, which is it's chesed, which is gedola, which means the large one. Gevura, left arm. Tiferet, body. Netzach and hod, the two legs. And yesod, the lower part of the body, or the sexual organs, with the mark of the Holy Covenant. And malchut, the mouth, that we call the oral Torah. Achma mocha yihu machashava milgal bina liba uvachalev mevin vialilein tirein kitiuch anistachrot la Hashem Eloheinu. Achma is the brain, is the inner thought, bina the heart, and within it the heart understands. Of those two, it is said, the concealed to Hashem Elokeinu. Keter Elyon Ihu Keter Malchut V'Elei Itmar Magid Mereshit Acharit V'Ihu Chark Kavta. The supernal Keter is the crown of Malchut. It is said about it, it tells the end from the beginning, and it is in the skull for the Tefillin. Malgavihu yudevave tihu arach atzilut ihu shikiv shik yudilana bidroo vianpo kimaya yashkele ilana bidrabe bihahu shik. You. Verse 9. Ribon ha'olamim antu ila alot saibat hasibot deyashke le'ilana behahu neviyu behahu neviyu ihu kenishmata. The gufa dehu chaim, the gufa uvach, leit dimyon, leit diokna, mikol madil gav ulvar. Verse 10. Uvrata shemaya viara. The api kukat min chon shim sha v'sichara umazale uvara ilanim v'dishin v'ginta yedem v'espin v'chayvan the ofim beno nenu nenasha lishtamoda bechon ilayin ve'echit nachagun bechon Leilain v'tatain v'yech ishtamodan me'ailai v'tatai v'leit diyad diyada v'ach kilal uvar minach le'et yichida ve'ila v'tatai V'yant ishta moda adonal kola. Verse 11. V'kol sefiran kol chad itleya shem yadiya uchon. Leit lach atar yediyal ela leishta moda ukhach v'chelach livnei nasha ulach hazaa lo nech itnahek alma bedina urachamei deinun tzedik bedek umishpat kechum O Dehon Divne Nasha. Verse 13. Bini Hu Givura Mishpat Amoda. Bem Saita Tzedek Malchuta. Darisha Mazane. Tzedek Tiren Sim Ke Kishot Chin Tzedek Ot Berit Kola. V'achaza'a ech itnaheg ilama avalav v'id lach tzedek yediya v'yihudim v'av mishpat yediya v'yihu rachamei v'lav mikol ilein midot kalal. Judgment is Givura. Laz is the central column. Justice is the holy Malchut. The scale of justice are the two columns of truth and justice, and is the sign of the covenant. All is made to show how the world functions in the system, but not that you have known justice that is judgment, and known laws that are mercy. And none of these attributes at all. I read this English translation for verse 13 because verse 13 connects us to unity and echad, oneness. Verse 14. Kum Rabbi Shimon v'yichachun milin al yadach Eha reshuta it yachiv lach legala arazin tetemirin al yadach madela it yachiv reshu legala alishum barnash akan. Rise, Rabbi Shimon, and renew those things by your actions. For permission was given to you to reveal concealed secrets, permission to reveal which was given to no other man until now. 14 is the number that connects to Malchut. Kam Rabbi Shimon Patach V'Amar Lach Hashem Agdudu Kedula V'Hagvura V'Gomer Ilayin Shema U'inu D'Mikin D'Chevron Yitveraiya V'Hemna Itaru Mishnacha Nachon Fakitsu V'Hanenu Shokhnei Afar Ileini nun sadikaya, ei nun misitra, dehahu diitmar, bani yashane shena, belibi er. Avinun Metim Ugin Dait Marbachom Tahitsu Virananu Vigomer. Rabbi Shimon rose and opened and said, "For you, Hashem, the greatness which is Chesed, the might. The supernal ones listen, those that sleep in Hebron, and the faithful shepherd, wake up from your sleep. Stop your sleep and rejoice, ground dwellers. Those are the righteous from the side about whom it was said, 'I sleep and my heart is awake.' And they are not dead, because of them was said, 'Wake up and rejoice.'" Verse 15 connects to the upper worlds. Verse 16. Hakitsu ant the avahan raiya mehem na itmar itar ant the avahan veataruta vishkinta dihi Yeshena Gagaluta Diakean Sadikaya Kuhu Demikin Vishinta Bechorechon Miad Yehivat Shekin Tatilat Palin Ligabe Raya Mehemna Yemaleakum Raya Mehemna Dehala Itmar Kulto di Dofek Ligaba Pilarba Atvandilea Vyema Echom Dirhili Akoti Raiyati Yonati Tamati Dehachem Avo Aonach Basion Lo Yosif Legav Lotech. The number 16 connects to the male letters of the name of Hashem. Sharoshi nimla tal mai nimla tal ila amar kuchabarihu antashiva kemi yomai charav beimi makdisha deilna paveta dili vialna vishuva Lavaki de la alna, Kozimna de Anska de Galuta, Kare laximana, Sharoshi, Sharoshi, Mimla tau, he shakinta, the Galuta shalimu dila. V'chaim dila ihu tal, v'da ihu yud hei vav hei, yud hei vav v'hei, ihi shekim ta, dila mechoshban, tal ela yud hei vav, v'spis li ku atvan, lechoshban tal, Dehu milya lishkinta min biu dekom nikorin ilaim miyad kam reya mehemna viyad chan kudishin imeya. The 17th verse connects to goodness, as you know. For my head is drenched with dew. What is drenched with dew? And the Holy One, blessed be He, said, "You may think that from the day that the Holy Temple was destroyed, I entered my house and dwelling place, but it is not so. I will not enter as long as you are in exile. Here is your sign. My head is drenched in dew. Hey, is the Shekhinah in exile? Her completion and her life is due. Tal, which is Yud-Heh-Vav. And the letter value sums up to 39, which is Tal, due. It fills up the Shekhinah from the source of all the supernal emanations. The faithful shepherd immediately rose with the holy patriarchs along with him. And one of the secrets of the resurrection of the dead is due, is the first three letters spelled out of the Tetragrammaton, Yud Vav Dalet He Aleph Vav Aleph Vav. That gematria is 39, which is the dew, which is the flow of Shefa coming from the upper world being reconnected with the lower world, our physical world. And that is why all of the rabbis speak of doing teshuvah, because that is the process that reconnects the lower hay. And the 18th verse, Adkan Raza de Yehuda, Mikan de Elech, Hirashata Kadma, De Sitre Oraita. And up to this point, in the beginning of the preface, the Hakdama to the Tikkuni Zohar. This is the secret of the unification. From here on, the first portion of the concealed Torah, the Tikkuni Zohar, which is why we are studying the Tikkuni Zohar. We're going to go on to the meditation of the Havaya Ani Tzerufin. But before we do, does anybody have any questions about the Petach Eliyahu, which is the beginning of the Hakdama of the Tikkuni Zohar? Please know that these tzirufim that are Hashem's name with the word ani, meaning I. We start at the bottom of page one with the malchut when we do it, but we're going to read this realignment prayer as we do it. So please keep it in mind. I'm starting at the top of page two in reading. Prayers work only when they are recited with sincere devotion. You have to mean it in order to make it true. It is best to recite this prayer aloud in a whisper, including all the names herein. In order to solicit a meditative effect, it is best to recite each name and each stanza of the prayer three times. These will be marked with a 3X where you see it. Faith here is the essential ingredient. Words work because we believe in them. I'm getting some static, so I'd appreciate it if you would mute your phone by pressing *6. Words work because we believe in them to work. This prayer contains powerful concepts and names which can truly support the process of the realignment of one's soul, which is going to realign the flow of Shefa. By realigning the soul with the divine source. Please note that this prayer can be translated and recited in any language. It's not required to say this in Hebrew, although the Hebrew sounds are included in this English translation. It's not necessary to do the Hebrew, but it's a stronger connection if you do. And unless it is one's mother tongue, it is not suggested to do it in the Hebrew. Behold, I proclaim my intent, my purpose and my desire to align myself, my being, my soul, and my body with my divine source and creator, the active being of all existence. I am Ani. I merge my identity with my divine source to recite from there all the blessings that both heaven and earth have to offer. I begin by contemplating my inner eye, Ani, in my physical body, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound, Yo-ah-hei-ni wa-yo-hei. Yo-ah-hei-ni wa-yo-hei. Yo-ah-hei-ni wa-yo-hei. I realign my body and my inner malchut, and the malchut of my divine source. I realign my body with my inner malchut and the malchut of my divine source. I realign my body with my inner malchut and the malchut of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my focused creative energy, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. I realign my creative energies with my inner yesod and the yesod of my divine source. I realign my creative energies with my inner yesod and the yesod of my divine source. I realign my creative energies with my inner yesod and the yesod of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my focused, restrictive emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound, You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. You are who ni wu yo hu. I realign my focused, restrictive emotional source with my inner hod and the hod of my divine source. I realign my focused, restrictive emotional force with my inner hod and the hod of my inner source. I realign my focused, restrictive emotional force with my inner hod and the hood of my divine source. My inner hood is my appreciation. My inner hood is my appreciation. My inner hood is my appreciation. I contemplate my inner eye on me. In my focused, expansive, emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Yee-ah-hee-nee-wee-oh. I realign my focused, expansive, emotional force with my inner netzach and the netzach of my divine source. I realign my focused, expansive, emotional force with my inner netzach and the netzach of my divine source. I realign my focused, expansive, emotional force with my inner netzach and the netzach of my divine source. My inner netzach is eternal victory. My inner source, my inner netzach is eternal victory. My inner netzach is eternal victory. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my balanced emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound, Yo, aho, ni, wo, yo, ho. Yo, aho, ni, wo, yo, ho. Yo, aho, ni, wo, yo, ho. I realign my balanced emotional force with my inner Tiferet and the Tiferet of my divine source. I realign my balanced emotional force with my inner Tiferet and the Tiferet of my divine source. I realign my balanced emotional force with my inner Tiferet and the Tiferet of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my restrictive emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Yehane Eni Weyohe, Yoahe Ni Weyohe, Yehane Ni Weyohe. I realign my restrictive emotional force with my inner Givorah and the Givorah of my divine source. I realign my restrictive emotional force with my inner Givorah and the Givorah of my divine source. I realign my restrictive emotional force with my inner Givorah and the Givorah of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my expansive emotional force, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Yehi ahe niwe yohe, Yehi ahe niwe yohe.
We could just connect it. Yep, we got disconnected.
Okay.
I hope he realizes it. Are you back?
Well, I am. I'm looking for where I was. I realign my expansive emotional force with my inner Chesed and the Chesed of my divine source. I realign my expansive emotional force with my inner Chesed and the Chesed of my divine source. I realign my expansive emotional force with my inner chesed and the chesed of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, a me, in my conscious mind, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound, I realign my conscious mind with my inner Bina and the Bina of my divine source. I realign my conscious mind with my inner Bina and the Bina of my divine source. I realign my conscious mind with my inner Bina and the Bina of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my unknown, unknowable, supernal source, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Ya Ani wa Yoa. Ya Ani wa Yoa. Ya Ani wa Yoa. I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. Did I skip one? Yes, I think I did. Yes, I did. I'm going to redo. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vaed. I'm going back one stanza. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my unconscious mind, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Yo a ani wa yo ha. Ya a ha. Ani wa yo ha. Ya ani wa yo ha. I realign my unconscious mind with my inner Chachma and the Chachma of my divine source. I realign my unconscious mind with my inner Chachma and the Chachma of my divine source. I realign my unconscious mind with my inner Chachma and the Chachma of my divine source. I contemplate my inner eye, Ani, in my unknown, unknowable, supernal source, and I merge with the divine source, Havaya, by the sacred sound. Ya Ani wa yo ha. Ya Ani wa yo ha. Ya Ani wa yo ha. I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. I realign my unknown, unknowable, supernal source with my inner Keter and the Keter of my divine source. Behold, I proclaim my intent, my purpose, and my desire to draw down from above and onto myself the supernal pattern and the supernal energies. May they fill me and realign me. May they bring me healing, prosperity, blessings, and peace. Amen. Amen and amen. Does anyone have any questions? recommend that you do this only after midnight, because this is the time when Hashem comes into the garden to be with you and the other tzaddikim and the Sefirot. Shalom to all.
Shalom, Hadok. Thank you.
Shalom, Hanok.
Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom, shalom.